It's the Roz and Mocha Show.
Veronica Mars. What else was she in?
Heroes.
Oh, right.
I'm going to ask her about Heroes.
That's
I
right.
love that show. I can't believe NBC canceled it.
What's her new show? Kristen...
House of Lies.
House of Lies. She's in... if you see the trailer for this show, she...
Don Cheadle's in that.
She's in her underpants through the whole thing. She plays like a really, really filthy, filthy
it's
girl.
It's completely opposite from what her real personality is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Maybe she dances around for a fiance in her underpants all the time.
No.
And also the sloth video. If you haven't seen the sloth video, go. It's a video she put on Ellen of where she just has a complete mental breakdown.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Thank you.
All right, Kristen. Now, you know we have to start this off by asking you about the famous YouTube video, the now famous YouTube video of you on Ellen earlier in the week.
I guess your fiance Dax brought a sloth to your birthday, and then it's you like just losing your mind over the fact that you were going to finally get to meet a sloth.
Do you now regret telling that story?
Not at all. I was just filling the time on a talk show. You know, when you go on talk shows, you try to think of interesting stories to tell about your life or about the project you're promoting. And I thought, oh, you know what? Dax did the thing for my birthday last year for the sloth. And that video I've shown to some of my friends, and despite how embarrassing it is because of my reaction, it does make a lot of people laugh. And I thought, oh, this might be cute.
Yeah.
I certainly had no idea that this many people would watch it. It's a little hard to wrap my head around.
The way you told the story was so honest, and then what we saw in the video was just so honest. It's what really made the video amazing and awesome.
It was a really exciting event for me. I mean, I'm weird. A lot of people are weird. This was my natural reaction to getting to interact with a sloth because I just love them so much. It was very overwhelming, and Dax is just the greatest fiance ever for having done that. I can't believe he figured out how to bring a sloth to our house. You know, if people watch the video and it makes them laugh, that makes me happy.
How excited are you for this movie, Big Miracle?
Oh my gosh, very excited. This is one of my favorite scripts I've ever read. I mean, obviously I was attracted because it was an animal rescue, but the story in and of itself is so unbelievable, and it's all true. And it's such an inspirational movie. I love it.
How important was it for you personally to be a part of this film?
Really important for a few reasons. I actually went in and pitched myself because I remember this event in 1988 when these gray whales were trapped and sort of the whole world began to pay attention to it and was rooting for it, and thousands of people were flying up to Barrow, Alaska to try to rescue them. And my dad is a journalist and was a news director, and I play a reporter that's sort of struggling with the cutthroat news business and wants this story to make her career. And I sort of saw that happen a lot at my dad's station growing up, so I felt I had a lot to draw from.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. On the phone right now, Kristen Bell. She's in the new movie, Big Miracle, which is in theaters today.
As anybody has seen from watching YouTube over the past couple of days, you're a huge animal lover. And in this, you play like a person who's really could care less about animals. Like, does that kind of suck to have to play that kind of thing when it's so not you?
Definitely. Well, you know, acting is sometimes about playing people that are very different from you. And I don't fault anyone who's not an animal lover. I happen to be an animal lover. But I don't think that everyone is or everyone needs to be. I mean, I think we need to treat them kindly, but, you know, Jill, my character, simply didn't connect with the whales. I don't think she was evil. It just, they weren't her main priority.
Right.
There were plenty of people out there who were looking out for the whales. She just happened to have a different set of priorities and a different agenda, and I did my best to not villainize her with that. She just had a different agenda. She wasn't evil.
And did you guys shoot the entire movie in Alaska?
We sure did.
Wow. How many days?
It was about 2 months, 2.5 months.
Oh my God. How cold did it get?
It was very cold. Well, we shot in Anchorage, which when we got there was about 30 degrees, and you lose, I think the way the scale is, you lose 6 minutes of daylight per day and 3 degrees.
Oh my God.
And it just descends into the winter until it's just, you know, you only have an hour of daylight a day. But we were pretending as though it were Barrow, Alaska, which is quite literally the top of the world.
Right.
And there, it's usually 40 below.
Now, were you shooting this movie the same time that you were shooting stuff for House of Lies, or was that already in the can before going into Big Miracle?
No, it was the other way around. I shot this movie a little over a year ago, and we shot House of Lies last summer, so about 9 months ago.
You on House of Lies, like, you're real dirty. Like, you see the trailer for that show, and, like, some guy's got your foot in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh. It's the greatest. It's just such a weird, wonderfully perverted, dark comedy. And the people are a lot of fun to work with, so I'm very excited that we got picked up for a second season.
Kristen Bell, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on The Roz and Mocha Show. Before we let you go, though, you were on one of my favorite shows, Heroes, back in the day. What do I have to do, or who do I need to talk to in order to get that show back on the air?
Oh, I have no idea. I wish, though. I loved that show as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Kristen Bell.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye.
From Universal Pictures.
This is the story of the three whales that changed my life. Fred, Wilma, and Bam Bam.
Can they get free?
This is solid ice.
They know they're in trouble and they're scared. We need help.
Nothing's that simple in the Arctic.
People said they couldn't be saved.
You can't go down there. It's too dangerous.
But sometimes, even if you're small,
you really care about those whales, don't you?
You can do big things.
Big Miracle.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Now playing in theaters everywhere.